Let's read Animal Tricksters, Monkey and Mango Island. It was said that Mango Island had the sweetest mangoes in the world, but Mango Island was in the middle of the world's deepest river, and in the river lived the world's meanest crocodiles, 20 of them. No one could reach the delicious mangoes. What a waste! One day, Monkey came to the riverbank with a big basket. The crocodiles sniggered among themselves and snapped their jaws.
What is the basket for, little one?
The biggest crocodile asked.
I'm off to gather mangoes on Mango Island,
Monkey replied.
Oh,
said the biggest crocodile.
If you try to cross the river with 20 crocodiles, we'll eat you up.
20?
Monkey looked confused.
There are only 10 of you.
Stupid monkey, the biggest crocodile roared. Can't you see there are 20 of us?
Monkey shook his head.
I don't know what you mean. I can only count 10.
We are the meanest crocodiles in the world.
The biggest crocodile yelled.
And there are 20 of us.
Look,
Monkey said.
Why don't you line up and let me count you?
The crocodiles lined up side by side. There were so many of them that they stretched all the way from the riverbank to Mango Island. Monkey began to count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
As a countin', Monkey stepped on the back of each crocodile, basket in hand.
18, 19, 20.
He hopped off the last one onto Mango Island.
It is true, there are 20 of you.
He called as he scrambled up to the tops of the mango trees.
Thank you. Now I can gather mangoes.
The crocodile realized that they had been tricked.
You think you are so clever?
The biggest crocodile growled.
But remember, you still have to go back to the riverbank. We'll be waiting for you.
With that, the crocodiles started to swim around the island waiting for Monkey to finish gathering his mangoes. By the time Monkey had filled his basket full of mangoes, the crocodiles had missed lunch and were very hungry. The biggest crocodile said,
I can't wait to eat his liver. Monkey liver is my favorite food.
My liver?
Monkey said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I left my liver on the riverbank on the liver tree.
What liver tree?
The biggest crocodile said.
All monkeys hang their livers up to dry on the liver tree,
Monkey said.
Do you want me to show you where that is?
Oh, yes, please,
the biggest crocodile said, licking his lips. He was pleased with himself. If Monkey took them to the liver tree, there would be more liver for all the crocodiles.
If you let me ride on your back, we can get there more quickly,
Monkey said. The biggest crocodile held still while Monkey climbed onto his back with his basket of mangoes.
Just over there,
Monkey pointed to the riverbank. The biggest crocodile swam to the riverbank and his crocodile brothers followed, smacking their lips at the thought of lunch at last. But when they got to the riverbank, Monkey leaped off the biggest crocodile's back and scampered up a tall coconut tree. The crocodiles realized that they had been tricked again. They crawled out of the water to the coconut tree, snapping their jaws in anger. At the moment, Monkey's brothers and sisters peered through the leaves high up in the other coconut trees. They laughed and threw coconuts at the crocodiles until the crocodiles were forced back into the water.
I'm not going to get away with this.
The biggest crocodile roared as it swam away.
We'll be waiting for you.
Monkey didn't care. He and his brothers and sisters were busy eating mangoes. And it was true. The mangoes of Mango Island were the sweetest in the world.
I hope you enjoyed it.